We begin the current daf Masechtas Nedarim daf Yud Beis. We begin on the bottom line of daf Yud Aleph and Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the Gemara introduced the following Ibayi from Rami Bachama because it's going to relate, one of the proofs is going to come from our Mishnah. And the question he asked was, if someone has two pieces of meat lying near each other, one's a piece of meat from a carbon shlamim, which is after it was already that the dam was thrown on the Mizbeach, hence it can be eaten, and the other one was a regular piece of meat. And he said that the regular piece, or loaf of bread, should be just like this piece of meat, zeh kazeh. Now, on that, the question was, what does he mean to say? Does he mean to say, be'ikarin kamatvis? Why are you comparing it to a carbon shlamim? Carbon shlamim is just like any other piece of meat. No, I want to compare it to a shlamim, because shlamim is unique. That is, it was originally forbidden based on the neder that a person had taken upon himself to bring this as a carbon, which is forbidden to everybody. Now, after the blood is thrown, then yes, people could eat the meat, but why am I comparing to this? Obviously, because I'm going based on its root, its ikur, its primacy, which is the dava hanoder in it. And therefore, I'm trying to say that this loaf of bread should be aser also, because I'm being matfis, I'm transferring bedava hanoder, or, no, behaterika matfis. He's looking at it as it is right now, in its permitted state. Right now, it's like a regular permitted piece of meat. And I'm saying, I want this loaf of bread to be like that. Just like that's permitted. This will also be permitted. And then he's not making a neder of Issa. And that was the Gemara's question. So now the Gemara continues, Amar Rava Tashma, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah spoke about different types of hatfasa, of transference from one object to another to say, I want this to be like that. Hence creating a neder through something else that was already forbidden because of a neder. Now, one of the cases was, Neisser, or Pigel, if I let what your food should be to me, like Neisser, which is a carbon after the allotted time that it's allowed to be eaten, whether it's a day and a night, or 2 days and one night, and Pigel, which is that when the Kohen's bringing the carbon, he has a machshava, a thought, let's do this the inappropriate way. Let's do it that it's going to be eaten out of its time, out of its place. Now, that the Mishnah said, so then this food of that person will now be usur, like you made a neder, because you matvis it, in that it should be just like neiser and pigel. Now, the Gemara continues at the top of Yud Beis Amidah, so Rav approves, he says now, v'ha neiser pigel, and the Rishonim explain, as the Ran does, that we're specifically talking about neiser, and pigel is just because it's always put together in that same category, so we say it together, but the primacy from this is from neiser, l'achaz rukas damim hu. Neiser is meat of a carbon that the blood was already thrown, because you could only have leftover meat after the blood was thrown. Now you could start eating it. You didn't eat it in its allotted time. Oh, now it's neiser. Now it's forbidden type of meat. And still we see that although this was something that was created through a neder, now but the moment that the blood is thrown, now there's no more issur of neder. People could eat the carbon. And yet still we learn in the Mishnah that if you're saying that that person's food should be to you like nicer, you were matfis bedavar hanader. What do you mean davar hanader? It's not forbidden because of a neder. It's also because of the iser of nicer. Obviously, Rava sees you see beikarika matfis. When I'm saying it should be like nicer, I mean it should be like how it originally was before the bloods were thrown. The origin of this was a davar hanader, and therefore that's why it's going to be aser. Again, not from pigle, because pigle could be even if your blood wasn't thrown, and moreover is that actually the throwing of the blood doesn't even make the meat permitted, and actually is still usur based on the original status of what it was. It wouldn't be a raya to ikari or hetera, because there is no hetera regarding pigle. But one thing we see is that the raya is from neiser. On that, Omali Rav Huna Berid Rav Nosson, he says no raya from there, but neiser shalayla. Our Mishnah is talking about that it's talking about a carbon oila which wasn't sacrificed in its appropriate time when it's supposed to be, and it was left over. So therefore, he says, no, you could even say that the halacha would be that b'dahashta kamatvas, in the present is what you're trying to transfer. Now, however, this doesn't reflect regarding the question of Rami Bachama, because here, even in the present moment, the carbon oila is asr even after the blood was thrown. Because when you throw the blood of a carbon oila, nothing of it becomes permitted. No one's allowed to eat from it. It's not a carbon shlamim. Carbon oil has to be totally sacrificed in the mizbech. So no heter was introduced over here to other people. And therefore, he says, that's why, even if you'll say that, obviously not b'de hetera, because here it's not b'de hetera, even if it's say b'de hashtikam atves, it's still going to be forbidden based on the original neder that the person had made. And that's why it's considered that you were matras b'dav ha'nader. But not because it's b'ikarai, because even though it's b'dahasht, it's in the present moment, it's still going to be usher because of that person's original neder. So on that amalei, so Rava responds to Rav Huna b'Rita of Nasan. He says, Im kein, if that's how you're rejecting my proof in the Mishnah, because he's saying that the noiser is not a noiser of like all other karbanos that you could eat, like a shlamim, rather it's specifically the noiser of a karban oilo, and hence there is no heteru kamatfis. So even though you'll say b'dahashta, it could still be aser and b'dav another, and not because like I'm trying to prove because it's b'kari kamatfis, you're saying what it was before the blood was thrown. Well then, listen, b'basur oilo. Then why does the Mishnah have to say this is a far-fetched case of that? Not only is it a carbon oila, but it's also the leftovers of the carbon oila. Now, as the Ran explains, if it wasn't talking about a carbon oila, so we know why the Mishnah said in the case of a Neisser, to tell us the chiddush of that Rav is trying to prove that Bikara Kamatvis. Even though it's a carbon shlamim, and once the bloods were thrown, when the carbon was brought in the base of Migdash, it already became permitted, and then a day or two or three, four later, and then it becomes usher because of Neisser. And yet still, if someone says, I want that person's food to be usher to me, it doesn't say us, I want it to be like Neisser. So that makes sense, because even though now the Neisser is permitted based on the concept of neder, because once the blood is thrown, it's not the neder is not forbidding it anymore. It might become also because of nicer, but the neder is not there anymore. It's neutralized once the blood is thrown. But still we're saying it's going to be also because bikar kamatvis. But based on what you're saying, Rav Huna b'Rita of Nasan, that we're talking about a carbon oila, so why are we talking about the element of nicer? You could just say it's going to be considered a matvis bedavar hanader, even before it became nicer, because of the neder, which was never permitted based on the Zrikas Dam, because Zrikas Dam doesn't do anything with carbon oila. Therefore, according to your interpretation that the Mishnah is talking about a case of a carbon oila, it should have just said basar oila. Why do you have to wait till it's nicer? That doesn't assist anything at all. Now, the Ran does point out, based on what he said in the Mishnah that we had quoted, that there is a chiddush in the case of nicer and pigol, which is going like Rabbi Huda, that even there, although he requires in the third category in those of the Mishnah, that you have to say a kuf adim, you have to say ke Yerushalayim, ke Ishim. And however, but by Neisser Pigel, as he explained two reasons over there, that because they're intrinsically usser, that you don't have to say the kuf, so that could have been the answer the Gemara could have given to say, no, we didn't want to say bibasser ayla, because there you would have to say kuh, like the carbon of ayla, and whereas by Neisser Pigel you don't have to, but the Ran says, but just the Gemara gives a better answer than that. So on that, Rav Huna b'Rita of Nasan says, no, that's not a difficulty why it says Neisser and it could have just said Basar Ayla. Because actually, to the contrary, Loi Mebaya Kama. In other words, Loi Mebaya Basar Ayla da Asar, for sure, of course. You're right. Just if it didn't even become Neisser yet, just the bloods were thrown. That, of course, as you're agreeing that would be the halacha, the way I'm interpreting the Mishnah is that, of course, it's going to be Asar because you're being Matfez Bedava Hanader. Even after the drink is done, because that doesn't do anything for a carbon oila. But that wouldn't have to tell you that's going to be aser, because the hub of carbon kamatvis. Because what's your hatfasa in a carbon, which is forbidden to people because of a neder that someone made to bring it? And the oila is the same thing before the bloods are thrown or after the bloods are thrown. But neiser pigel de oila itzricham, there was a necessity to teach a chiddush in the case of when it's left over of a carbon oila. Why? Because I would have thought to say, the fact that it actually has more isurim to it actually makes it worse, meaning that it's not going to create an isur of neder for the person who's saying that person's food should be like the neiser. Because we would say, ki isur neiser, ki isur pigel. What are you saying that it should be like neiser? What is neiser? Neiser is an isur that the Torah says, nothing to do with this person's neder, because you have the same thing that applies to, let's say, carbon shlamim, when the meat is left over. Torah says it's forbidden. It's like treif. Like the Isra Pigel. So then, what would happen is, if that's what he's referring to when he says, I want to be like Neisser, which is the Isra of Neisser, actually that would not create a Hatfasa of Neder, because Neder of Hatfasa, of transfers, only works when the thing that you're transferring the Isra from is because of the Neder. But Neisr and Pigul is not an Isr because of the nether. The nether of, let's say, other Karbanos get neutralized after the bloods are thrown. So you would think that's what he's referring to, Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, why it specifically picked the case of Neisr and Pigul, not because the Isr would only be once in Neisr and Pigul. You're right, it's a Karban Oile would be even before it's Neisr and Pigul. But to say that it's not the Isr of the Neisr and Pigul that you want this other person's food to be like that, rather referring to this object, this piece of meat, which happens to be leftover. That's the term I'm giving for it. Or this, that's pigul. But not because of that iser of what it is. And what is it? It's a davar hanader. Now, however, but still, that Rav Huna B'edam Nasan has rejected the raya of Rava because it could be told about a carbon oila, and therefore there's no raya why it's forbidden as a matfas b'davar hanader. That to say, oh, it must be because Bikarka Matvis, because Neisr could only be after the bloods are thrown, because we're talking about a Karban Ayla. And the Karban Ayla, after the bloods are thrown, B'dahashta would be the same thing as Bikar, and that's why it's going to be Asr. And then the question of, so then why do you say Neisr Pigul if it's Asr anyway, even after the bloods are thrown, is to say this Chiddush, that don't think that when you're transferring from Neisr and Pigul means the Isr of it, no, it means the object of it, and the object of it is Asr, because of what it is, which is a davar hanader, because it's a carbon ayla, which is forbidden even after the bloods are thrown. Now, however, Meisve, the Gemara asks on this interpretation of Rav Huna B'edam Rav Nasan, who he wants to say that you could learn the Mishnah that even beheterika matvis, that when you're transferring from one thing to another, say, I want this to be like this, and you mean it in its present state, not in its original prohibited state, which is obviously what it sounds like you would be referring to, because why are you comparing it to this carbon? Yeah, now it's permitted, but you mean to say the carbon which was originally Asr. So this interpretation the Gemara asked from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Ezehu Isr ha'amar b'Torah. What is the prohibition of neder which is said in the Torah? So the Braisa picks a specific case. Let's say somebody says, Hareini, it's upon me, Shloi Eichel Basav Shloi Eshli Yain, I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine. And again, this is a case, obviously, of atfasa, where you're saying you're transferring from one thing to another. Kiyayim shemes be'av, like the day that his father died. Or kiyayim shemes be'rabbe, or the day that his, this is what the Bryce is saying, what he's saying. In other words, if someone says that I shouldn't eat meat or drink wine, like what? What does that mean? And what reference and what framework, like, and that person says, like the day that his father died, or like the day that his teacher died, or when Gedal ben Achikim was a leader in the Jewish people, who we commonly call that fast on Gimel Tishrei Tzem Gedalia, so like the day that he died, or like the day that I saw Yerushalayim and its destruction, so just like those days is going to be what I'm accepting now, that I'm not going to eat meat or drink wine. Now, Avraham Shmuel Shmuel said an explanation of this price. That's only if the person himself had already been forbidden because of a neder on that day not to eat, and now he's saying that let this day be the same as that day. Which Duran explains. He says the assumption of the Gemara now is that this person who's making this new neder, this guy who's saying, I'm not going to eat meat or drink wine, like the day of when my father died, meaning that person had already made a neder a previous time that he's not going to eat meat or drink wine on the day of his father's yard site. Or let's say the other case of that he had already made a neder once that on the day that Gedalia ben Achikim died, he's not going to eat meat or drink wine. And now he's being matfis a different day to be like that day. Now on that is the assumption that, so that's what Shmuel is saying. Since you already had been forbidden on those days because of a different neder you had made, now when you're saying, let this day be like that day, you're being matfis b'davar another. Now, on that, the Gemara says, hey, chidami. So what is the conceptualization of these cases? What is the case? Lav kugoyin dekoy b'chad b'shaba, the misbay abua. What are we talking about over here? Why is he comparing it to the day that his father died? Isn't it talking about that he's on a Sunday now, which is the same day that his father died? For example, let's say his father died on the first Sunday of Nisan. Now, he's on the first Sunday of Nisan now, and he's saying, I want this first Sunday of Nisan to be the same thing as the first day of Nisan when it was when my father had died. And therefore, just like then he had taken a neder that the day his father died, which was could have been many years ago, I want today also to be just like that Sunday of Nisan, which is to be asur in meat and wine. Now that illustrates the Gemara of Avagav the Ikatuva Chad B'Shabbeder Teira. That's even so that many years have passed, and there've been many Sundays of Nisan, the first Sunday of Nisan, that he did not take this neder of not eating meat or drinking wine. And yet still Vagatani also still was saying, this person that says, I want it to be like the Sunday of my father's yard site, we learned that Katani also, we learned that he's forbidden in meat and wine. Now Shmami know what we can infer from there is Be'ikar Hukamatfas. That obviously he's transferring the primacy of this day. His father has had many yard sites. This is 10 years ago. And yet still, he's being forbidden. Now why? Last yard site, you ate meat, drank wine. The yard site before, you also did. So why, if you're saying it should be like the day that your father died, means you're going to be aser? Obviously, it's referring back, be'ikarai kamatfis. Why am I comparing it to the day of my father's yard site? What does that have relevance? Because I'm going back to the original, not by teru kamatfis, not by the hashta kamatfis. That's the Gemara's assumption right now. And the reason being why the Gemara's interpretation is like this is because if someone said explicitly, I want this day to be like the day my father died, so obviously it's going to be also, because the day that his father died, he didn't eat meat or drink wine. Rather, what it is that the person's saying, that I want this day to be like the first Sunday in Nisan. Those are the words he used. Now, that the Chiddush is, that although you could say, that Terek HaMatfis, what do you mean? This day, which is the yahrzeit of his father, he's had many Sundays of the first Sunday of Nisan, which again, which is his father's yahrzeit, and he ate meat and drank wine. So the reason why he's also obviously is Be'ikar HaMatfis, and that's difficult according to that. Like Rav Huna Beit Rav Nassan's interpretation that says, that B'dahashtu HaMatfis, it was B'dahashtu, so what do you mean? If it's in the current theme, the current thread is that he's been eating on the first Sunday of Nisan. So that the Gemara says no. No raya from here. Because the Shmuel Hachiyat, what Shmuel was saying was as follows. Amar Shmuel said, these are different words, the Ram will explain exactly how it fits into the words we said before, but V'hu Shenadr Uba Ma'isa Hayoim Ve'elach. Actually, it's talking about that, he didn't, not like the Gemara had assumed. It wasn't only that one day, that the first day that his father died, that first Sunday, Nisan, 10 years ago, that he didn't eat meat, drink wine. Every yard site since then, he hasn't been eating meat or drinking wine on the first Sunday in Nisan. And now, this person is saying, I want this day to be the same as that day. So even if you say, but the hashta kamatfis, it would still be in the Isser, because it's no, the Iker and the hashta is not different. He's always been fasting on that yard site, or not eating meat or drinking wine. Now, so the interpretation of the person's words are that every single Sunday that he's had since then, which is like the day that his father died. In other words, Shmuel is interpreting the words of the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't say, the Braisa says that I want, that I'm not going to eat meat or drink wine like the day that my father died. Now, the day his father died was 10 years ago. How does that fit with Shmuel's interpretation that it's been everyone since? So the reason is that just like the day that his father died, which is his yard site, he didn't eat meat or drink wine, so too every single Shmuel is interpreting. He says that it's not just that day, it's that day which is in the cycle of the year, that every day of that his father's yard site, he hasn't eaten meat and drink wine. And that's why it's going to be asa for him, the neder. Now, if that's the case, so obviously now you can't infer from here, as the Gemara had asked, to say that be'ikar kamatfis, because that's not the case, because here even in the contemporary, even in the present moment, it's still going to be a day that's usher. It's not only 10 years ago that he did it, it's 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, as the Ram points out then, if that's the interpretation of Shmuel, then there's something missing over here, because the Gemara doesn't ask, Imke Maya Slash Min, so what's the Chiddush? there's no doubt over here. Every single yard site, he does that. He doesn't eat meat, drink wine, and he's saying that it should be the same as every yard site. So, of course, it's Matfis B'dava Nader. So that the Ran says that our sugi relies on the Gemara in Perek Shvur Shtayim Basra, meaning with there the Gemara quotes the same exact of words that Shmuel is saying over here, and says that the Bryce is talking about that it's v'hush another ba'a moysa yem, it's been every yard site that he hasn't eaten. And then the Gemara there asks, well, if that's the case, And he says, Kiyem Shemes B'Yav, so obviously it's Matas B'Novad Nader. So that the Gemara says over there that it's necessary not for that case, but for one of the other cases of the Braisa, which is to say that he wants to be forbidden to meat and wine like the day that Gedar ben Achikim died. So the Gemara there asks, that's also obvious. That the Gemara says no, because since even if the person didn't take a neder not to eat meat or drink wine on Tzim Gedaliah, he'd still be rabbinically forbidden, as we know what's called the fast of Gedaliah, Tzim Gedaliah. So even when he makes a neder, how could the neder be chal? You're not really creating the Isser, it's already there rabbinically anyway, and hence, when you're then saying that I want this day to be like that day, you're not being matras b'daba another. And that's the chiddush that no, even though rabbinically it's forbidden, which the Ram points out from that sugi Masechta Shavuos, that if someone says he wants to be forbidden from non-Jewish cheese or their wines or the fats of the Gedah Hanoshe, which those things are rabbinically forbidden, and a person makes a neder that he'll be forbidden on them, and then these matfis something else in that, that would be considered, and that's the chiddush that we learn now from the case of Gedaliah ben Achikim, that it is being considered matfis b'dav ha-nader, because although you're rabbinically forbidden, but the neder will still be chal. Hence, when you say something else should be like that, it's not in the rabbinic isser, but rather it's in the neder that you had made on that thing, which is chal, then it's matfis b'dav ha-nader. Or another chiddush is that that sugya holds that although, yes, you're creating a neder, but it's not similar to the classic hatfasa, which is by a carbon, because when you're making hatfasa in a carbon, that's something that's asa for everybody. Here it's only in something that was asa for himself. You're making matfas in a neder, but it was only in an individual neder. And that neder only made you forbidden to eat meat and drink wine on your father's yahrzeit. That is what the chiddush is, that to say that, no, that would be considered matfas but of another, although it's not like matfas in a carbon, which is something that's a neder that makes everything for everyone forbidden. That's the chiddush over there. But again, based on what Shmuel's interpreting over here, it's pretty obvious to halacha. Therefore, you can't explain, you can't prove from his halacha either way. You can't say that it's going to be matfas bedavar ha'ikar, because either way, it's even going to be us or even now, even b'dahashta. So the Gemara continues trying to attempt a proof to this question of Rami Bacham about is it b'ikar kamatfas or b'ter kamatfas. So Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Toshma, we have a Mishnah on the coming daf and your Gimon base, that if somebody said, I want this to be kechalas aron, like the challah, which is a portion of the bread when the woman bakes or anyone bakes bread, you have to give a portion of it to the kohen. Nowadays it's burnt. So he says, I want to be kechalas aron, like the challah is given to aron to the kohen, or uktrumase, like his truma, which is truma that's given to the kohen. So that the Mishnah says mutter, it's permitted. Now the reason for that is, although when someone just says this should be challah, that's what you do with afrasha or truma, it's something that becomes forbidden, but since the truma or the challah is not something that's forbidden for everybody, because actually it's permitted to the kahanim, so therefore if like your matfis it to be like that, that's actually considered something that's davar ha'aser, not davar ha'nader. In other words, although you're saying it with your mouth, that creates it to be forbidden. You would think it's like when you say something should be a carbon, it should be like a davar ha'nader. It's actually not. It's actually only forbidden based on the iser and not davar ha'nader, because again, if it was based on the neder, it would be forbidden for everybody. And it's not. It's just that the Torah says that this is the truma, and the truma is forbidden for non-kahana. Now, but that's the halacha of the Mishnah. But the primary of the idea of Ravina is the diuk, the inference from that halacha. Now, it says like the truma, which is the grain, 1/50th, that's given to the kohen, that's going to be permitted if you matfis it in that. Ha-ketrumas lachmei toida, but it doesn't say a different type of a truma to say that it's going to be permitted, which is that there's four types of breads, that each one of those breads have 10 breads of that, meaning for a total of 40 breads, that are brought with the carbon toida, meaning when someone has saved from an illness or danger, is to bring a carbon toida of thanks. He brings these 10 breads of each one of these types. Now, from each one of these types, meaning from the 10 breads of each one of these four types, one bread of each is given to the kohen. It's called the truma, that's separated, elevated from the breads of the carbon toida. Now, regard to that type of truma, the inference of the fact that it's not mentioned those which are permitted, that it's not being matfes b'dav another, sounds like it's going to be aser. Why? Because you're being matfes b'dav another. A carbon, which these breads are part of this carbon, are created through a neder. Now, that the Gemara continues on Tamid Beis, but v'ha trumas lachmei toidum, the breads that are separated from the carbon taida that when they're given to the kohen, when are they separated? La'achazrikas damim hi. That's after the bloods are thrown, as the Ran points out, because since the breads of the taida are only permitted to be eaten by the kohanim or by the owners only after the bloods are thrown. So why would a person who's bringing these karbanas separate and give to the kohen his part before it's thrown if he can't even eat it yet? And therefore, from the fact that the inference is that the trumas lachmei toida are going to be forbidden, from the fact that it's not mentioned in the other types of truma which are permitted, obviously see, b'ikar kamatvas Ravina says, because now it's already after the bloods are thrown and they're permitted. And yet still if you say that I want to be katrumas lachmei toida, it's going to be forbidden. Must be going based on this primacy of what it was originally. So then the Gemara says, Amen, no. Actually, the inference of that we said, if you say kitchumasa, like regular truma, of the grain, that that's permitted, but it sounds like another truma is going to be forbidden, it's regards to a different truma that's forbidden. Ema kitchumas halishka. If a person is matfis, that it should be like the separations of the chamber, meaning there was a chamber where they put in all the machtsa shekels that they collected from everybody in the Jewish people. And then they would separate into three different boxes, and that's where the karbanas were brought from. So if someone says, I want this to be like the truma of the lishka, that's going to be aser, because that's actually davar nadir. And all the Jewish people are donating, making this like a karban to be brought, it's actually brought for karbanas. So it's essentially like being matfis like in a karban. So that's why it's going to be aser. Now that the Gemara asks, aval, but, obviously, because the way you're trying to deflect the eye is that trumas lachmei toida mai, but so what do you want to say? You want to say that, however, regards to the breads that are given from the karban toida, the kohen, you want to say that actually that would be mutter. And that's because you want to say that's not necessarily be ikar kamatvis. You want to say that you could even say b'dahash to kamatvis, which now after the zrikas dam, they're permitted. Now that the Gemara asks, if so, so listni lachmei toida. In regards to the Kami Mishnah, your Gimel Mabez, where the Mishnah is talking about things that, you, even though you're matfis in them, and they're forbidden things, that it's not going to be a neder, it will be permitted, and say that case, the Kolshkin Trumasa, and all the more so I would know that the regular Truma that's given to the Kayan, if you're matfis in that, it's going to be Mutter. And if we would say the case of Trumas Lachmei Toide, it would be a bigger Chiddush. Because although Trumas Lachmei Toide be Ikaron, in its primacy, when it starts off, they're forbidden, like any carbon before the bloods are thrown. And even though it's ikari aser based on a neder, still we would say, you're not matvis b'ikaran. And for sure we would know the case of truma, where the truma is not, was never based on a neder. So why say trumasai, if even trumas lachmei toida would be mutter also? Say a bigger chedesh. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. And now those who take out the words hakamash malan, that trumas lachmei toida, actually the truma of the breads of the karban toida, trumasai, it's included in the categorization when it says trumasai that it's going to be permitted. And the reason why it's considered truma is because just like regular truma is forbidden to non-kahanim, here also the trumas lachmei toida, although it's not, doesn't have the same halachas as truma, like bikurim has certain halachas like truma, it doesn't have the same halachas, although it's called trumas lachmei toida, but it would have the same terminology just because it's forbidden to non-kahanim. And you're right, it is included in that case. It's not just by truma. It's a different truma that's included of truma's lachmei toida. And that's why we could still say b'dahashta kamatfis, b'dahashta kamatfis, and that's why that actually the halacha would be that it would be mutter. And the inference of saying what's aser is not referring to truma's lachmei toida, because actually it's included in the term truma. It's actually would be excluding truma's halishka. That's one approach. Vibayisema, or the Gemara says another approach you could say to deflect the raya is that even if you want to say beterin kamatfis, that it's in the moment that it is right now, if it is, so then you're trying to say that trumas lachmei toida would be permitted because it's already after zrikas damim. Then the question was, so then why isn't it mentioned in that mission later on a bigger chiddush that even trumas lachmei toida, which be ikaren, was a davar nadir? And why are we saying only trumasai, not like the first answer that said it's including the word trumasai? Now the Gemara says, trumas lachmei toida nami. The reason being is because it's possible to find the case of the separation of the breads of the carbon toida that they were separated koidim zrikas damamu, before the bloods were thrown. Now that's why we couldn't say in the coming Mishnah of Yigimon Beis, kitrumas lachmei toida, that would be a hatfasa, that would be permitted and not create a nether. Because there are cases when you are going to be matfis in the Trumas Lachmei Toida, that they would be forbidden. For example, if let's say the breads which are given to the Kahanim from the Lachmei Toida were given before the bloods were thrown, and then it actually is a davar another, and therefore would be forbidden. And therefore we couldn't say that that's a case of being mutter. Although there are cases when they would be given, which, as the Rana pointed out, then as normally they would be given, after the Zrikas Damim. But it's possible beforehand. And as the Gemara illustrates, Kegoyin da'afir shinu belisha. It's talking about, for example, that when they were just being kneaded, they weren't even baked yet, that then they were separated, the one-tenth of every type, and that was given to the Kohen at that point. Now, the Ran just points out, he says, truthfully, we didn't have to go that far back to say they were separated when they were just being kneaded. It could have been even after they were baked, just before the bloods were thrown. And the reason being is because actually they were baked, the Lachmei Toida, even before the carbon toid itself, the animal, was slaughtered. It's just that he points out, because the proof that Gemara is going to bring, that you could separate from the Lachmei Toida before the Zrikas Damim, is from Rav Toivi. And Rav Toivi's halacha points out that they were separated even when they were needed. So now the Gemara says that we could say it was separated even when it's needed, but you don't have to go there. You could even say, even after it was baked, but before the bloods were thrown, which would still make it matfes b'davar hanada, and thus make it, yes, aser as a neder. So the Gemara proves this point, that the hafrashas of the Lachmei Toida given to the Kohen could be even before the bloods were thrown. He says the following halacha. Lachmei Toida sha'afon ba'ar b'chalas. The breads of the Karmen Toida were baked in only four breads. I mean, they're supposed to be four types. And he baked them in four breads. Yatzei has fulfilled his obligation of the Lachmei Toida. Now that the question is, but v'ksiv arbon. But the pasuk indicates that there has to be 40 breads, because there were four of each type. And we learn from Gzeres Shava that there has to be 10 of each type. There was chametz, challah, kikin, revucha. That's 40. How can you say yitz with four? And that, now the Gemara says is l'mitzvah. And that's only for a mitzvah. But for the ikra chiv to be yitzeh, it's good enough even if from the four types you make one big challah out of that, if you take all the requisite amount of flour to make it. Now, that the question is, but v'aboy l'mishkol truma, but you have to separate one-tenth of every type and give that to the kohen. Now, chitam, if you're going to say, the shakal chad the rift al kula, okay, you know what we're going to do? Instead of, we have to give him a certain amount, so we'll give him maybe even more than he needs. We'll give him one-fourth. We'll give him one of the breads. There's four types. We didn't make 40 to give him one of each 10 that there's of each type. We'll give him one of the breads. On that, the question is, what number? We learned the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos that you can't do that. And Pasuk says in Megikra, on Perek Zayin Pasuk Yedal, it says, V'hikr v'mimeno, that they will bring from it, echad mikol carbon, one of each carbon will be a truma la'ashem, la'koin, and it goes to the koin, hazarik es dam ha'shlamim, that sprays the blood of the carbon, shlam lo yiyah, to him will be these breads. Now, what it sounds like is that one of each type is what the koin gets, which again, as we say, we learn from Gzeres Shavah, that's one out of every 10, which that gives the total of 40. Shalo yitl mi carbon al chaver. You can't take from one type on another type. It's echad mikol carbon. So you can't give him one of the four breads, because that would be one whole type. And that doesn't help for each one of the types. Now, so, b'chitim, and if you're going to say, the way we work it out for the kain is, the shakal prusim mikol chad b'chad, okay. We'll just go with fractions. We'll look at how big each bread is. We only made one bread for each type. We'll break off a piece. We'll give him 1/10. But what's now we're learning the Mishnah, that doesn't work either. The Mishnah de Menacha says, and the Pasuk says, Echad mikol carbon, one. Shleitl prusa, there's a certain element of unity in one. Can't give him a broken piece, it has to be a whole piece. So how do you have this? How does halacha work out that we know from Rav Tovi Bar Kisna? Al dafreshinu balisha. Rather, must be the interpretation is that the hafrasha that was given to the Kohen for his bread, although we only ended up making one bread and he has to get a whole bread, and they were separated in the kneading process. As the Ran explains, they were, quote, 10 chalas made of each type, meaning you kneaded, you braided it. The shakal chad min chametz, so the kohen takes one from the chametz type, the chad min chalas, one from the matzah type, the chad min rukik, one from the wafer type, the chad min revucha, and one from the scalded type. Now, after that, the owner separated one of each type to give to the kohen, then he takes the remaining nine, and then kneads them and braids them together and makes one big challah out of it. And therefore, ultimately, the kohen is going to get a full challah of 1/10. But when he's going to bake it, it's only going to come out to one whole bread. And therefore, again, there's no raya to the question that we had originally to be medayik, that there is going to be an isser by lach meitayde, because we only said trumas, regular trumas is permitted when you're matfas in it. The deek we had originally made, not like the first teretz of the Gemara is, but the truma of lach meitayde is going to be forbidden. Oh, must be that bikaron kamatfas, because after the zruk is done, when you give it to the kohen, then it's already permitted. And that the second teretz of the Gemara is saying that no, because there is possibilities of that you're going to give it to the kohen, the trumas lach meitayde, before the blood is thrown, and therefore at that moment, even in B'dahashta, it's an Isser. Because now it's a Davanot, it's before the Zruk is Dam, as the Gemara illustrates, that there is a possibility of giving to the Kayin, as we see clearly from the Halacha of Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, has to be that you had given to the Kayin when it was still before it was even baked. Therefore, that's for sure before that the bloods were thrown, because even before the animal is slaughtered that it's baked. And that's how you have all the Halachas of the Kayin getting his full Challah, at the same time, still having only one bread at the end when you finally take all the nine and put them together and make one big bread out of it. And hence, the Gemara has not proven this halacha of the question of Rabbi Bachama, if be karen kamatvis or beterin kamatvis.